Hello?
Hello, my name is Mariah here. Thank you for calling SBO. My name is Mariah speaking.
Hi, Mariah. This is Arlene at Home Depot 2667. I have a customer in the store that says that his gas stove installation could not be done. He's looking for a refund. I would just like to make sure it wasn't done and why and if I need a service charge.
Okay. And give me one moment here to pull up my screen.
Okay.
Okay, may I have that shipment order number?
67450974.
I didn't see anything under that. Could you give me that number again?
67450974. That's for Pascal Lopez.
May I have the due date or the shipment date? I wasn't able to pull it up by the order number.
That's a PO number.
PO number.
I gave you the PO number.
Okay.
What else did you need?
I need the order number, the shipment order number.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, just to verify, what was the nature of the call? You said you were calling in because you're in the store.
Did I dial the right number?
This is XPL Logistics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he paid for a gas range installation. Mm-hmm. And he's in the store saying that it couldn't be done. And he wants his refund. And I just want to know if you had gone there and if it wasn't done or if I need a service charge.
Okay.
So they always pull it up by the PO number.
Okay. And may I have that number once more?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
67450974.
All right, one moment here.
And it's store number 2667.
All right, thank you for that information, and bear me one moment here.
Okay.
Are you at Home Depot or Best Buy?
What is it?
Are you from Home Depot or Best Buy?
Home Depot?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here with you. And you say that you were trying to have a gas range installed. But what was going on with that?
So the customer is in the store, and he said that the installation could not be performed, and he wants his refund.
Okay.
So I'm just calling to make sure if it was or wasn't performed. If it wasn't, why not, and do I need a trip charge?
Okay. Thank you for that.
Is there someone else I can talk to? The guy's waiting.
No, ma'am. At this time, you just have to be patient with me.
That's not me. I have all the patience in the world. The customer does not. He wants his money back. And I do apologize for this wait time. She's saying that he would have to contact you guys because we wouldn't be the source for the refund. Was the installation already done? The installation has been done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can they?
I'm asking you. Have the installation been done? I'm not sure.
I'm asking you. That's why I call here a million times. I've never had a wait like this. They just look it up and they say they went there and they couldn't do it. They went there, they did it. They went there, they could. I've never had any. I am Home Depot. I'm not the customer.
The customer's
in the store, and he's asking for a refund. And I have to call to see if it was done or not before I can refund him the money. That's why I'm asking, is there somebody else? I've been calling Expo for 10 years now, and I've never had somebody ask me that question. They look it up, they see the notes, and they tell me, no, it couldn't be done. Yes, it's been done. I wasn't able to pull up anything by the PO number.
I understand, but I wasn't able to pull up anything by that PO number that you provided.
Well, is there somebody else that I can talk to? Because it's always been pulled up by the PO number.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's just that the customer's out here and he's not being very patient. And I've always called and I've always given you the PO number and you've always told me what's going on, so I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if you're new or... I never knew you could pull it up. I don't know what other information to give you.
Okay.
It was sent to you on May 3rd, the PO.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I guess we're going to have to call back and see if somebody else can help us. Okay, we're going to call back and see if somebody else answers because the guy's going to go ballistic out here.
Okay, thank you for speaking with me at SBO. Bye-bye.